right, people, we back, and alongside with me is Ritu Lalit, as usual. I'm Ishan Lalit. This episode of Book Chat is brought to you by, not brought to you by, but is brought to you on Audible, iTunes, and YouTube. So please subscribe, like if you like this video. And today we're reviewing Peter Wee Britt's Wadded Man. It has been requested to us, you know, and Bartholomew Blunderbuss has been very insistent. So without further ado, let's start reviewing this book, shall we?
Yes.
Let's start with how similar it is to The Way of Kings.
Okay. Not much.
You find it, you think it's not much. I thought it was. It was very similar to Way of Kings.
No, it isn't. Not to my... See, Wadded Man is a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense, you don't have these friendly spirits or antagonist spirits and all that kind of thing.
You have quarrelings in this book.
You have demons.
Basically. Yeah, they're from the world's core, so they're called quarrelings, which I found was quite a nice touch. You know, the demon aspect is...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, the series has three protagonists, Arlen, Leisha, and Roger. Okay, Arlen, you know, is your typical protagonist, except for the, he goes through the most of my transformation. Leisha, and these three stories are not intersecting in this book. You read the whole series, so I don't know. I've read the first book. So the whole, the three stories are not intersecting until the final bit of the book, which left me hanging again and again, you know.
Actually, he was building up a series. I also thought that he should have started with just Arlen and this thing, just Arlen, and given other people walk in paths. What he has done in the entire series, now it's a spoiler because I'm just reviewing Wadded Man over here, but I've read all the five books. The sixth book has just come out. So I have to read the core as yet. And I find that his style is like this, that he is picking up one main character, and through that one main character, he is trying to fill in backgrounds.
Okay, just the first book. I did not like this book. Initially, I really did not like this book. But when I came... I had to be honest, I had to, step away from it. We actually had recorded a podcast for this Wadded Man earlier, but since my review was so biased and so disappointed at that time that I did not think it was fair to review it right there and then, you know. So
actually what happened was that you read it very soon after that other one, Way of Kings.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. Okay, but once I pulled myself back from the book and looked at it objectively, I was like, what am I comparing this to? What books am I comparing this Wadded Man to? And they were all the best books. So you can't just trash on a book just like that. So I had to come back to it. However, I have to say, just the first book, because I haven't read the whole series, just the first book, the Leisha virgin angle was painful. Roger was
entertaining.
But he's a one-trick pony.
Actually...
He might evolve.
They've all evolved so much by the end.
Yes, but just if you're picking up this as one book, just one book...
Then it's a very simplistic story.
Yes. And the final battle was very nice, but left me unfulfilled.
The final battle is not a final battle. It's just a cliffhanger for the next book. And you know, by the time you've read five books, that is three books and two novellas, by that time you realize that this guy does like to leave people hanging on a cliffhanger, which is very annoying. I mean, even as a writer, I will remind myself not to do that, because it's very tempting, understood, but the reader feels cheated.
I don't think that. If it's a good cliffhanger. You know how Kelcade did it in Free the Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
It was like one book converted into two, yet both the books left us fulfilled. It was a cliffhanger of sorts, but there was a conclusion to the book. That's one thing I think good writers do, and cliffhangers are the cheeky way to hide behind, like, buy my next book.
That annoys me.
That annoys you? But it works. You have... Please subscribe to this channel for the rest of the review.
So, okay, let's start with the characters. Arlen, you know, when you are starting with a character who is like Roger, just 2 years old, when you begin the book, and Arlen, who's just about 5 to 6 years old, then you have to, you know, mentally consider that this kid is going through so much shit, and you can expect a lot of major character flaws and changes.
Well,
that is where,
you know, I get all that. Okay, fine. Let's cut the chit-chat. Well, you're getting into particular details of the book, which will give out spoilers, which I don't want to do. Okay, so...
He's dissing me.
Yes, I am. So, what would you read this book? Okay, you read the series.
I've read the series.
I'll read the book, you read the series. All right?
The series, I will rate it as 4.5.
Mm-hmm. 4.5. That's quite a good rating. That's quite a good rating. Because the first book, it left me with no inclination to read the next few chapters. Next few books. You know, it was like, it's going to be slow and I'm going to wait for it to build up. And I saw the plot coming, so I would give it 3. And that's a big 3, because I am comparing this to Brandon Sanderson, because I find it very similar to The Way of Kings Part 1.
It actually isn't. I went to this book with that fear at the back of the mind that am I also going to read? I'm reading an also-ran, that kind of a thing I went to, and I found it surprisingly different.
Okay, so
the humor is earthy. It's very sexual. The characters, none of them are good.
Where was the humor in Wadded Man?
Lisha and her mother's interactions.
Herbalist. Yeah, the herbalist. Okay, but most of the time, Arlen was hating on himself. Roger was being a one-trick pony and trying to be a street urchin. Lisha was going through her effed up life, which I do not want to get into because that would be a spoiler. Okay, I have already said the virgin angle was a pain. So already I'm going, where?
Lisha and her mother, that is an interaction. And Lisha and the herbalist. Also, when...
Lisha and her mother did not have any comical interaction.
Left it in the middle, I think. By the end, of the book.
Listen, the end of the book ends with Lisha facing down her mother, saying, no, I'm sticking over here. and telling her, you can stay in your house. These are my people. That's how it ends.
That's
so
how
where is the humor? Tell me, where's the humor? Not in this book. You are going through the whole series, and maybe they bond, and maybe they have a nice thing, but not in this book. This book is Spider-Man, the first part, you know, the amazing one.
It's not such a sob story. I found it very entertaining.
Hold on. This book, let me finish my thought. This book is Spider-Man, the amazing Spider-Man, first part. You know, it's all to build up to the next book, which might or might not be that really good to pull off this book. But apparently it is, because lo and behold, she loves the whole series.
I am waiting for the core to come on Audible.
All right, let's end it. You like this series? I not so much, because I was burned by the first book. So I think we can agree to disagree on this.
I would still ask you to read the series.
Let's see. Hey, nobody's going to force me to do this. Okay.
I am asking you very politely.
Whatever. This podcast is available on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. Please subscribe. Please like this video if you liked it. Like the review. We are going to be coming up with more and more reviews very soon, because we took a break to read all the books. So thanks for waiting for us, and we'll get back more reviews to you as soon as we can. She is Ritu Lalit. On Twitter handle, what's
Phoenix
it?
Phoenix R2.
Phoenix R2. It's right up there. I'm Ishan Lalit. My name is up there too. Please follow us on Twitter. And I think we covered it all. So, yeah. Bye-bye.